I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I come to you late. Was not planning on doing this show, but the wife's out of town. Me and the kiddo are at home. And so it was just like, hey, let's do this. The 49ers make drastic moves. It was predictable, but I think it shows just how desperate they are to, again, free up more and more money. There's a lot of things at play. This we're going to break down. The 49ers have traded Jordan Mason to the Vikings, who have an established running back as well, but more teams value Jordan Mason and kind of have any running back too, or a duo or a complimentary room or a 1-2 punch. Kyle Shanahan does not. He has neglected Jordan Mason, not one, not two, but 3 years consecutively. And so I'm happy that the 49ers have sent him to somewhere he wants to be, or somebody that wants him. The 49ers, you know, he wasn't a Bobby Turner guy. He was an Aaron Lynn guy, and then Bobby came back in his year off and has just been incredible the entire time and just got benched for no other reason than CMC's back and, you know, didn't allow him to supplement. Remember, Jordan Mason was the NFL leading rusher through 6 weeks of the season, and then CMC came back and they benched him, then he got injured, and then it was whatever. But the 49ers have traded him, and it's clear kind of what's out there. They basically swapped a 6th for a 5th rounder and next year's 6th, okay? So you jump from pick 187, which is a 6th round pick, to 160. So you jump up 27 spots. So, you know, you're swapping picks, though, because you lost – a sixth, but you're getting another fifth rounder. So you jump up 27 spots from the sixth to the fifth round, and you get a 2026 sixth rounder, which I think that's kind of important because the Niners do not have a seventh round pick next year. And now with where the 49ers are, you are sitting at 22 picks. They had 21 total draft picks the next 2 years. Now they have 22. And I don't think that they are done moving. I think that they are more than willing to trade anybody that has any future cash whatsoever, as Jed York is in full on, got to save all my cash, billionaire that is in desperate need of saving his cash, which is crazy. But the 49ers did get, you know, if it was a fifth, that was like the bare minimum. And that's about what they got, because you didn't get quite a fifth this year, but the future sixth rounder, 2026 sixth rounder, jumping up 27 spots. It comes out to 11-point differential on the Jimmy J. Johnson trade chart, which is not really worth anything. That's equivalent to pick 200. So you add to that, it's basically 2 6 rounders. That's all that you're getting for this. And so there's different ways to look at this. I think it's a horrible trade, but the Niners aren't going to use them anyway. Kyle Shanahan didn't want to use them. And Brock Purdy refuses to check him down to him, despite having one of the best catch rates on the team last year. Brock Purdy refused to throw him the ball, for whatever reason. That's the only reason why I'm like, it could be a good trade, because one, Jed York has to save every single penny that he can. This saves him $5 million. Two, Kyle Shanahan doesn't like using him at all. And then three, Brock Purdy refuses to throw it to him even whenever he's wide open. So the idea of fit or whatever else, man, let's send him to a different scheme, right? Oh, wait a second. The Vikings run the exact same scheme. The Vikings run a running back heavy approach, but KOC is probably, I'll just go out there and say this. KOC was, you know, I was saying from week three on, my vote for coach of the year. I would prefer, I think Kevin O'Connell has deserved to be a top three play caller in the NFL. Is he ahead of Shanahan? I might take him just play calling alone. You know, there's other stuff in that as well, but whatever, I digress. He does also have my favorite defensive coordinator. He does have the best receiver in football. He does have one of the better offensive lines, but it does go to show you teams can use good talent in the same scheme. Even though you have a strong RB1, you can still make that work. Kyle Shanahan just refused to. I appreciate this super chat right here. Gold-blooded. I take Mason over Grindo 10 times out of 10. It's not even close. Mason is not as fast. Mason is not as fluid in his routes. But just through, you know, the time that we've had them, Jordan Mason was an undrafted free agent that we've had for 3 years. Isaac Grindo fumbles more, drops more passes, cannot decide on where to hit the hole. His top end speed is better. His body is bigger, but he's more injury prone without vision. And I don't know if this is a Jordan Mason versus Isaac Grindo. I really think it's just, look, he's not the spice or the flavor that Shanahan likes. He's not the spice or flavor that Bobby Turner likes. He was not a Bobby Turner guy. And Shanahan, Forrester, Bobby Turner, they love their favorites. They love their guys. It doesn't matter how good you are at football. It matters if you're my guy. And that stinks. Now, this is a cheaper option, but guess what? You are nowhere near the cap, nor will you be anywhere near the cap. So there are, yeah, it might save, you know, $4 million on the cap, but you're not even, you're $60, $80 million away from the cap. And free agency's pretty much done. Like, are you going to start front-loading contract? You going to do a Brock Purdy deal and front-load it? This had nothing to do with the cap. It had everything to do with cash and then coach's favorites. That's it. So a little bit of a negative spin on it, and I apologize. I don't like being that guy. But again, remember, in one of the most historic running back seasons in the history of the NFL, with Saquon Barkley going 2,000, doing what Derrick Henry did, he was ahead of both of them one-third through the season. And then you just park him on the bench. He got like two carries, two games in a row. They were the best offensive run plays the 49ers had in both games. And then you park him back on the bench. And so, yeah, it's very, very frustrating. The 49ers need at running back now is huge. CMC, obviously, you're expecting him to come back healthy, but with his injury history, you got to be concerned. Isaac Grindo has in 5 seasons in college and 1 season in the NFL, maybe the most injury-prone player on our team with soft tissue, hamstring, ankle, foot, you name it. This guy missed 24 games in college with those same issues, and he's already missed not one hamstring, but 2 hamstring injuries just in training camp, then missing more time throughout the season. So those are your 2 guys. Patrick Taylor, in my opinion, would be running back 2. I think he provides more. The upside to Isaac Grindo's immense, but if you can't even run outside zone, like because you just can't pick a hole, that's problematic. All of Isaac Grindo's big runs were inside zone where the hole was predetermined and he can't think. He's got to go. And I understand that he's a better receiving back and runs routes and all that stuff, but can't even run a screen to the right place. 3 to 4 times this season, he gets panicky and goes so wide instead of catching it off tackle so that he can have blockers. He's got nobody out there. You look at him as a returner. He got benched as a returner because he just kept, I think, 3 fumbled kickoff returns. He had more fumbles kickoff returns than he did getting past the 30. It's problematic, but he's Bobby Turner guy. He's a Kyle Shanahan guy. They love him. They love him. So it's frustrating. I want to talk about the draft compensation and kind of the players are there that are there. Again, if you're just joining us, the 49ers have traded Jordan Mason. They swapped a 6th for a 5th round pick, jumped up 27 spots, and added an additional 2026 6th rounder. You got pennies on the dollar. You really didn't get what you should have. But, hey, you're going to let them walk anyway. You don't want them on the team because Jed York has to save money. I hate that that's the case, but that's what it is this year. Jax, appreciate the super chat. Yeah, you and I were birds of a feather on this one. I was very, very high on J.P. Mason from the jump before we got him as an undrafted free agent. I loved him when we got him. I wish he could have played more his rookie year, his sophomore year, his junior year. I've been pretty steady on this dude's the guy, but not for Shanahan. I'm unhappy as well. I am unhappy as well. Mason Davis, thanks for the super chat. Big body running back with little body game. Yeah, that is a quote. Was it Shanahan or Lynch? It is one of those two guys. He's a big body running back with little body feet. That's what they said about Ty Davis Price. And yeah, but that's what Mason is. Mason was actually considerably smaller, but ran with more attitude and more physicality. I freaking love Jordan Mason. I'm going to be pulling for him wherever he goes. This offseason has been rough. You know, 3 of my favorite players gone. Dre Greenlaw, my favorite, you know, the past decade. Talanoa Hufanga, Jordan Mason, gone. That just means time to get new guys. It hurts, and I don't like this at all. But again, it makes sense. Jed York saves $5 million. Congrats to the billionaire. Kyle Shanahan gets rid of a guy he didn't like using anyway. Bobby Turner gets rid of a guy he didn't like anyway. And so you're getting something, and now you get your guy. But I hope y'all remember this. Whenever Isaac Grindo is your number 2, not where you want to be. Not where you want to be at all. It's a problem. Batman, thanks for the super chat. Out of all the offseason moves, I actually hate this one the most. Mason had running back 1 qualities, 100%. Also, please explain the 2nd round tender. Why don't we get one? So here's what happens with the tender. If the 49ers, they placed the 2nd round tender on him, Jordan Mason didn't sign it. So that never came into effect. So they tendered him. Then, and even if they did, the teams can agree to renegotiate after that period. So it's not a 2nd round pick. It never was going to be a 2nd round pick. He's not worth that. And you kind of see that here. So as soon as you tendered him, that just gave the 49ers the right to possess the contract that is Jordan Mason. They could still negotiate. It's kind of like whenever you franchise tag a player, but they don't sign the franchise tag. You could still negotiate. And even really after you sign it, if everybody's in agreement, like they had a deal worked out, he gets a 2-year, $7 million deal. So they were able to negotiate. This was all open. Everybody was talking about it together. And so, yeah, because it was never signed, and because, one, even if he did sign it, he redoes the deal. He would prefer to get the 2-7 to go to a team that's going to use him. Why would you want to stay in San Francisco if you're Jordan Mason? Your position coach don't like you. Your quarterback won't throw you the ball. The head coach doesn't want to give you snaps at all. Why? The media treated you like garbage. The one time that you had a career game, you get up there and they just try to treat you like, yeah, I just don't understand it. The 49ers press pool is great for so many reasons, but man, they literally career moment for a guy, and you're going to try to drag them through the mud on what was said and what wasn't said and injury reports and all that. Just like Bush League, man. Just Bush League. And he even got up there. He's like, see, this is why I don't talk. Like, you ruined a kid's best moment of his life, his career, for clicks. Why the hell would you want to be here? Why? They gave you an undrafted contract, and you had to beat out everybody. He was way better than Elijah Mitchell was. From the jump, didn't matter. Kyle wouldn't give him carries. Better than everybody else last year. Not even close. And then CMC gets hurt, and you have to rely on him. He answers the bell call, and then you bench him as soon as CMC's not even fully 100% back.
They say money can't buy you happiness. That might be true, but money sure can make you feel a lot of other things. When did you decide to take care of your money, and why? Me, as somebody that branched out, got away from the normal paying job and had to take care of my own business and started from the ground up, money is stressful, and it's been hard for me. But Acorns was a major part of the decision that made me be able to do the 49ers Rush podcast. Acorns is a financial wellness app that helps you take control of your money with simple tools that make it easy to start saving and investing for your future. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. My favorite thing, you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, as little as $5. Even if all you have is spare change, you can get started. So if you're ready to take control of your money, sign up now and join the over 13 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $22 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers. Again, acorns.com/49ers, or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ah, yeah. This one sucks. Yeah, I'm not a fan. And yeah, James, it's a sixth pick swap to a fifth. You jumped up from 187 to 160. That's good. Fifth round's good value in this draft. And you get a 2026 sixth rounder. You gave them away for pennies. You gave them away for pennies. And so, again, what was the John Lynch presser where he's like, oh, you know, we got to get younger and we got to get cheaper. This is a young, cheap player. This is a young, cheap player. But golly, man, you are not a better team without Jordan Mason. You're not. Every single team in the NFL is better with Jordan Mason. Even if you don't think he's as good as I do, I mean, shoot, you just look what he did last year. Golly, man. Listen to this. He only started 6 games for us. 6. That was it. 6. 153 carries for 789 yards. This dude had 37 first downs, 3 touchdowns. He averaged 5.2 yards per carry. 5.2! 5.2. Dude was crushing it, man. Just absolutely incredible. Caught 11 out of 14 passes. What do you want him to do? He had a 78.6 catch rate. 3 touchdowns. Now, he did have 3 fumbles this year. He never fumbled before this year. That is a negative. Is it as many as the rookie that everybody's in love with? No, it's not. He had 4 on like a quarter of the carries. And again, like, ah, oh, man, just to compare things, let's do this. Let's do this right. If you look at yards per carry, Isaac Garrido had 5. He had 5 yards per carry. He did have that 76, and that's what Isaac Garrido is better at than Jordan Mason. He's better at running routes, and his top-end speed is elite. Those two things, he trumps Jordan Mason. That's why he's an undrafted free agent. Isaac Garrido is a guy who was drafted. Not in vision, not in toughness, not in durability. None of those things, he trumps them. None of those things. But yeah, like you look at, you know, catch rates and all that stuff. What was the success rate? 56.3 success rate on passing downs compared to 64.3. Yes, Garrido runs better routes. He does. It didn't translate. His placement, panics, doesn't follow the playbook very well, can't pass protect. It's just, he could pass protect in his college tape. Just totally, utterly lost out there. And so the 49ers got to have a lot of faith. And now you have to add a running back in the draft. Don't you wish you still had Cody Schrader? Don't you wish you still had Cody Schrader? So right now you've got Christian McCaffrey, giant gap. And there was a giant gap with Jordan Mason too. But you had Jordan Mason and Isaac Garrido. Now it's just CMC Garrido, Patrick Taylor, Israel Abanakanda, can't even say his name, damn name. That's on me. That's not on him. He's awesome. He's got a great name. It's not a respect issue. It's just I'm stupid issue. Ah, man. If you've been upset about Kyle Shanahan taking running backs in the 3rd round, man, one of the best 3rd round drafts I could remember is about to happen. And I think you're going to spend it on a running back. Now, yeah. I've been working all day. Like I said, the wife's out of town, so I'm like watching the kiddo and chilling with the dog and, you know, doing whatever. There are a lot of very quality running backs. Now, let me go through my running back tiers, okay? Just through 3 rounds. Just through 3 rounds. I have 2 first-round running backs, which is crazy. You have Ashton Jeanty by himself. Where's Jeanty on my – he's number 4 on my big board. If Ashton Jeanty's there at 11, you do not take him. God, please don't take it. He's great. Don't do it. Do not do it. That is a waste of resources. Please don't do that, Kyle Shanahan. Omarion Hampton, I have a first-round grade on. He's one of my later guys. And again, I'm going to narrow down my first-round grades. He's my 29th player. But again, I don't remove players from my board that have medical issues, off-the-field issues, or on-the-field locker room issues. I think I have like 8 guys in the first round. So really my clean first round grades are like 22, but I'm not like an NFL team where you throw players off the board. I grade everybody on their film, on the analytics, but I don't dock players unless it impacts how early they play. The medical stuff is kind of hard to, but whatever. So like Mike Green, James Pierce, Walter Nolan, Josh Simmons, like those are all first round grades for me, but they're not clean, if that makes sense. And so because of that, that's where it gets weird. And yeah, right here, Vince. Thank you. I'm just going through my running back tiers. But he says this, what the actual F word? We are taking Ashton now. definitely changes the outlook of running back in the draft. We need somebody else. Golly. Yeah, that's I appreciate that, Vince, that we have that in common. I'm pretty sure you're making fun of me there, but golly, man. Can't take the boy out of Texas. Can't do it. And so, yeah, you would be idiotic to take Ashton Jeanty at 11, in my opinion. I just don't think that's smart. I don't think that's smart because if Christian McCaffrey is healthy and Christian McCaffrey is signed through two more years, you're not going to use him. Whenever you draft a first-round running back, he better be a mainstay in your offense right off the bat or you're wasting your resources. And we've already seen. Now, Ashton Jeanty, very different than Jordan Mason. I understand. They have a very similar running style, but outside of that body type, they're not the same player. So will you bench CMC or find ways to get both of them on the field? I wish Shanahan would. He's never done that before ever in the history of his life. Even when he had Tevin Coleman and, man, who was the – I see him. I see Devontae Freeman for the Falcons. That was about as close to a 1-2 punch. Never were really on the field together at all. It was subbing in and out, keeping a fullback or two tight ends all the time. Like, just haven't seen that. But anyway, my first round running backs, Ashton Jeanty, Omarion Hampton, no. Now, if Omarion Hampton falls to the second at pick 43, I still would say hell no, but there it can make some sense. There it can make some sense. I still wouldn't do it, even though he's my 29th player, picking him at 43. But Shanahan would. I would not. I don't know if they value him as high. My second round running backs, and probably the one that you need to be concerned with, positively or negative, that's Caleb Johnson out of Iowa. He is the picture-perfect, ideal running back in a Kyle Shanahan system. I mean, Iowa has perfected the outside zone with the Ferentz, you know, father-son combo and that offensive line and what they do. Caleb Johnson is, oh, the odds of him going in the second round to the 49ers has, it's huge. It's always been in the back of my mind, but he's the second round guy. Travion Henderson, second round. Quinshaw Junkins later in the second round, and then Dylan Sampson in the third. That's as far as I've gotten with my running back ranks as far. Now, I've got, I don't know. How many running backs do I have on my list? I think 20 plus that we've done the work on. I just haven't slated them. Like, I've gone through tape. We have the write-up on all these guys, all this stuff. Now, if you guys are supporters of our Patreon or the 49ers Rush, man, you can go to we've loaded, like, so many. I can put this on here. Let me see here. Let me present this screen real quick. This is on the site. So you just go down to player breakdowns, click on NFL draft. You'll see it and just do the post draft combine. And I'm telling you, it's freaking awesome. I use it all the damn time. So here is this shout out to my man, Ben, and the 49ers Rush team for helping this. So these are all the running backs. And I know it's kind of small. Let me make it larger. Oh, nope. I got to go. This is Excel. I'm not the Excel guy, but let's say there's something that you really, really want. So you want to look at, okay, who are our outside zone running backs? You just go over to zone attempts, sort largest, you know, to smallest, and you can see these are the guys that have played outside zone predominantly, and it stacks vertically and horizontally with all their metrics, everything they've done in the combine. So Kyle Monongai, Caleb Johnson, Ashton Jeanty, Omarion Hampton, Taj Brooks, R.J. Harvey, Jonah Coleman, he's a late round guy. Breshard Smith, Bashaul Tutin. If the 49ers go running back late, it's going to be that dude out of Vautech. Cam Scadaboo, Devin Neal, Jordan James. And so if you want a fast guy, which the 49ers want, okay, who are the fast guys? Jeanty's going to be in that conversation. Caleb Johnson's going to be in it. Taj Brooks, you know, RJ Harvey for sure. Breshard Smith, SMU. Bashaul Tutin, if they want those speed guys, Raheem Sanders, South Carolina, DJ Giddens, Kansas State, you have that access to that information. You can filter it. That's already up on there. So go sign up for free and play around. Every single position is on there. Plus, we like have charts that we built up. If you want to know, like, okay, here's our running back elusive chart based on designed run attempts, receptions, and missed tackles forced. And so you could kind of break this down on a per-play basis. Who has the highest? It's Jeanty, then Tutin. Scataboo, Caleb Johnson. Those are the guys that are going to keep being brought up. That access is out there. So the 49ersrush.com, go sign up any level. 7-day free trial. Download that bad boy. And you can cancel. Won't cost you a penny. If you like it and you enjoy what we do, our draft book is going to be coming out in, man, at 2 weeks. So I have 2 weeks to finish the draft book. Send it to the publisher. We'll have that out the first week of April to everybody. And I do like DJ Giddens. I haven't slotted him yet on, you know, my vertical and, you know, big board and all that fun stuff. But I'm telling you right now, Giddens, Kansas State has corners and running backs that are perfect fits. 49ers had an informal meeting with him at the combine, 21 years old, K-State, 6'2", 12, 4.43 speed. He's got it. Here's my draft write-up on DJ Giddens, who, perfect fit, by the way. Elite body control, elusive, shifty, can get skinny, make guys miss in space, hard to tackle in a phone booth. You don't get clean hits on start, stop. Short area quickness is great, decent burst, light feet, runs through gaps. He finds the gaps to run through every time. Not a powerful guy. Did have 5 drops on 30 pass attempts. So, you know, reliable but not great in the pass game. Lacks top-end speed, but he had – the thing was, like, the acceleration. He had a 1.53 10-yard. Like, he 4.4 speed's great. But you're not going to confuse him running next to Isaac Grindle. He doesn't have that kind of top speed. And he doesn't weigh as much either. But the acceleration is there. But the tape showed, man, I don't know. Maybe it was a couple of the corners that were chasing him on some plays, but whatever. Upright runner that won't push the pile. That's not what he does. You know, you could say the exact same thing about Isaac Grindle. He added a little thump to his game this past year, though. I did like that. 1,400 pass rush snaps. I like that. Diverse, 70-plus snaps out in the slot, 30-plus snaps out wide. Didn't really return anything. Doak Walker Sports Award finalist, business admin major. Yeah, I like him, man. Fourth round guy. There are a lot of running back. You have to get a running back now. And that's the thing. You went into Jed York chose not to spend any money. He didn't want to do it. And he wanted all of his cash back. And so you didn't plug any major holes in free agency. You got a wide receiver 4. You got a quarterback 2. You got a tight end 2. That's it. You want to throw the safeties in there on literally vet minimum deals? All right, cool. But, man, you just added another hole. You got rid of a young player. You got rid of a cheap player. You're just adding more things that you have to address. Yeah, you got 11 draft picks. You got to get 2 defensive tackles. You got to get 2 defensive ends. You've got to get a running back. That's 5. You got to get another tight end. You got to get a center. You got to get a linebacker. You got to get a corner. You going to hit on all those? Last year was an incredible draft for the 49ers. They hit on 4. They hit on 4. I don't know what that looks like. Gosh. You got to crush this draft. You got to crush it. Now, it's a great draft, and your needs align very well with the strengths of this draft. Defensive tackle loaded. Edge loaded. Running back loaded. Tight end loaded. Corner's pretty solid. Like, that's good. Off-ball linebacker, worst off-ball linebacker class maybe I've ever seen in my life. I have 1 first-round grade. Jahad Campbell. I have 1 second round grade, Carson Swish. That's it. Third round, I think I got 1 so far that I was like, yeah, I'm going to put him in the third. No, I got 2, Demetrius Knight and Jeffrey Bossa. But like, that's 1 first rounder, 1 second rounder, 2 third. Like, there are a lot of teams that need linebackers. Now, if you want to, and I'm telling you right now, this is a dream come true for John Chapman. We are going to host the draft party. You got to come party with us. I am so excited. The 49ers Rush Road Trip is heading into year 6. We started back in 2019, and we're coming home to the Bay Area. For the draft, we're going to be live downtown in the North Beach area at the historic Broadway Studios for day 1 and day 2 of the NFL draft. So come join us. We're going to have join the faithful live broadcast of draft picks as they are coming in live time with full TVs. We got big screens. We've got trivia. We've got giveaways and much, much more. Doors will open one day before or 1 hour before the draft starts on both days. And if you're coming from work, no worries. If your ticket, you buy your ticket, automatic guaranteed entrance, show up whenever you can. Kids get in free. And if you are struggling trying to get your youngsters to be more on board with the 49ers or the draft or whatever, bring them out to an event. They get in free with the ticketed adult, and we make sure our entire team knows kids come first. Every single youngster leaves with something tangible that they can tie to this experience. Come give it a shot. Tickets are currently only $20 for each day. That's it. We're not trying to make a lot of money on this. We're just trying to build a wonderful experience. So go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Get your tickets today for day one and day two of the NFL draft. Prices will go up, but with where they are right now, just $20 a piece and kids get in free. Join us, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. All right, so just to update you, the 49ers have traded Jordan Mason. If you're just joining us, it's you swapped a sixth-rounder for a fifth. You jumped up 27 spots in the draft, did not get an extra pick, and you got a 2026 sixth-rounder. So the 49ers still have 11 picks this draft, 11 picks next draft as well, 22. That's huge. 11 is the most picks. You and the Ravens, I believe, have the most picks in this draft. Now, you don't have the most draft capital, but you are definitely top five there. And he did not go for a second round. I understand he has a second round tender. They basically voided that, did a new contract for Jordan Mason. That's what they got. So major, major, major needs. Oh, look at this. James Cross. Big Longhorn fan here too. What's up, Hook'em? What do you think if we took a flyer on Jadon Blue in the sixth or seventh round? Love his speed. Think he can fix fumble issues. Could be a good back. You know, Jadon Blue is everywhere. And, you know, if you look at, you know, Daniel Jeremiah thinks he's a second, third round guy. Then you, you know, you go to Dane Brugler, who's all about whatever. He has him as a day two, day three pick. You go to mock draft database. He's 169 overall. I don't know where Jadon Blue is going to go. He's got speed for days. He's been in the most Shanahan scheme, you know, for Sarkisian. And he went out there and ran a 4.38, and that was disappointing. He was disappointed. Like, you talk true speed, 5'9", 196. He's a receiving kind of scat back, whatever. I mean, elite home run hitter. 4.38, disappointed. Like, he's got the traits. He's got, but yeah, fumbling issues are major. Those are there. It might just be a pass catcher, but in the outside zone, he can run it. And if you give that dude a crease, it's Raheem Mostert type effect. Where it's just, gosh, 70 yard, 60 yard. And he did that against the best of the best. So, yeah, I like Jadon Blue. That would be perfect. I want Shanahan to wait. If I had it my way, you don't touch running back till day three. Because whoever you do draft, Shanahan don't trust rookies anyway, especially at the running back position. Like, man, you get a guy in day three, stock up on O-line, D-line, all that other stuff early, because whoever you do draft is going to be running back three. It's going to go CMC. You're never going to take CMC off the field unless he's injured. And then it's going to be Isaac Garrido. Then it's going to be this rookie. They didn't trust, you know, Patrick Taylor Jr. last year when they should have. So, yeah, I do like it. Rainier, appreciate the super chat, my friend. Jake Majors or Devin Neal with the 160 pick. I love Devin Neal. Devin Neal is close. You know, running back out of Kansas. He's closer to a Jordan Mason. Now, you know, again, 4.58 speed, not a burner, 5.11, 2.13. And so he's awesome. I love him. Patient, downhill runner, and, you know, NFL build. He's built correctly. But it's like, man, what are you doing? That's Jordan Mason. So if you just want to swap him out with the Jordan Mason clone, cool. Does Bobby Turner like him? That's important. Does Kyle Shanahan trust him? Will Brock Purdy throw him the ball? If those two things will happen, then yes. I love that. I would be so happy with that pick. But it seems like they just want pure speed. That's what it is. Jake Majors, again, you know, the center for Texas. Haven't heard a lot about him, but 54 career starts. He's a center-only prospect. I would be happy with both those players, Rainier. I am with you. I am with you on both those guys. But those are late picks. Those are late fifth, sixth-round picks. Big Dez, even with easy schedule, do the Niners make the playoffs? They're heavy favorites, too. They're the third most liked or bet odds-wise with making the NFC Championship game. And so it goes Eagles, Lions, 49ers. The easy schedule helps. And I'll go back to this, Dez. Appreciate the question. Like, you have to look at, you got a lot of holes on this roster, but you also have a lot of foundational all-pro type players. And that's something the other teams don't have as well. So whenever you're talking about playoffs, it always goes back to the NFC West. Always. I think that the Rams got better. And yeah, I do think that the Rams got better. You swapped out Cooper Kupp for Davante Adams. They made a couple other deals. They've got draft picks. They kept their quarterback. You got to start in with the Rams. But, I mean, the quarterback's really, really old. Can he stay healthy? I don't know what that's going to look like. Davante Adams is an upgrade over Cooper Kupp at this age big time. Look at Seattle. They swapped out Geno, who was, like, consistent, for a highly volatile, much younger quarterback with higher upside, lower floor. You go sign Cooper Kupp for $15 million a year. He hasn't looked great recently. We literally signed the guy that took his role, DeMarcus Robinson, outsnapped him, more receiving yards, and more targets in the two playoff games. We got him for a fraction of the price. Seattle, with that offensive line, they better adjust it quick because Sam Darnold cannot play. You're going from the Vikings, top five O-line. Again, one of my favorite play callers in the NFL, Kevin O'Connell. One of my favorite head coaches in the NFL, Kevin O'Connell. And Justin Jefferson. You're going to swap that out with the 31-year-old Kupp that's on the downtrend and terrible offensive line. Include Kubiak? Yeah, I don't know. Seattle's got a great defensive line. I will credit them that. I don't know what's going to happen there. And then the Cardinals are, come on, man. Let's be real about them. That's what it is. So, yeah, I think the Niners in the playoffs are for real. They should be. Yeah, remember, the entire NFC West had one all-pro player last year between all four teams. One. 49ers had that player. It's Fred Warner. Should have been two with George Kittle, but if CMC comes back healthy, Trent Williams comes back healthy, if Dominique Pooney continues what he does, right, get Brandon Ayuk in the second half of the season. That's just on offense. Nick Bosa's still Nick Bosa. So is Fred Warner. You got D'Amador Lenore, and you got Renard. Like, you have core, pivotal pieces, foundational. Malik Mustafa, foundational. But you have no depth, and you have no defensive tackles. You have the worst defensive tackle room in the NFL. It's not close. It's not like 32nd out of 32nd. It's bad. Defensive ends? Bosa being a top five guy, but you don't have the 49ers are not top 16. They're not top 20. Like, Nick Bosa carries a lot of weight, but there is nothing. Etir Gross Matos didn't show much last year. Sam O, probably a more consistent player last year, but that was with the worst defensive coordinator in 49ers history. Now you got Robert Saleh. Will the coaching bring that tempo back? You know what I'm saying? I consider the 49ers to be playoff favorites because of the schedule, because of the coaching upgrades, because the NFC West sucks. That's why. Should they be favorites? Am I betting them to make it to the Super? I will, because I'm going to Vegas next week. I'm going to bet. That's what it is. That's what it is. James, appreciate the Super Chat. Sorry to break the running back convo. I can't sleep thinking about our current D-line room. Oh, there we go. You're the GM. Do you try to trade 11 for a top-tier defensive line or stay at 11? Well, this GM has to answer to not one, but two people. John Lynch is not first or second in the pecking order. It's Jed York. It's Kyle Shanahan. Then it is Captain America, John Lynch. And Jed York is pinching pennies, man. Billionaire out there saving money, hurting his football team. That is taking place. I don't care what anybody says. Show whatever spreadsheet you want. Like, I get building through the draft, but you have to supplement it through free agency. The Niners are not doing that. They're not doing that at all. In fact, You got two cuts on your team that were 100% just cash to the owner. That was Malik Collins, and that was Leonard Floyd. Both of them lived up to their contract and are making more with other teams than what we cut them for. Both bad football moves. Even if you wanted to move away from them as starters, that's okay. Rotational pieces, minimal with what they put on tape last year. Minimal. You can't say Malik Collins was terrible and then sign Kevin Givens to a deal. You can't say Malik Collins is terrible and keep Jordan Elliott. You can't say Leonard Floyd was terrible and keep Drake Jackson and Robert Beal. You can't do that. And Etur Gross-Models. You can't. That does not make football sense. And at the end of the day, EPA is beautiful. Analytics are beautiful. Spreadsheets are beautiful. I use them. I just showed them to you. At the end of the day, it's football. And it's a combination. X's and O's, Jimmy's and Joe's. You got to have both. Can't be one-sided. And you have to replenish when you lose. You can't just replenish through the draft. You have to aid that and build that platform, the best 53-man roster with free agency. Niners have not done that. They have not done that. So if I'm the GM, I'm drafting, man, I'm getting two defensive ends and two defensive tackles in this draft in the first four rounds, which is doable. It's doable. I mean, shoot, I was just on the show with, you know, Krugs this morning, and we did that. So I don't – how many picks do you have in the first four rounds? You got 11, 43, 75, 100, 113, 138. That's six. And if you want to throw in the two fifth-rounders, cool. I don't mind that. You've got 147, and now you've got 160. You've got four of those have to be defensive linemen. Four, unless you're going to make a free agent signing. But let's just be very real. What free agents are going to contribute to the offense or defensive lines right now? There is nothing. I'm pulling up Mike Clay's unrestricted, like, interior defensive line. You want to get Calais Campbell? Cool. What's the difference between him and what you just cut to save money? Jonathan Bullard, all right. Benito Jones, kind of. Jihad Ward, kind of. Taven Bryan, kind of. Like, there is no, these are rotational pieces. That is all that is left. That's it. Defensive end, a little bit more hope, but you got to pay. Za'Darius Smith, yeah, he would be an upgrade. Brandon Graham, even though he's long in the tooth, got to be an upgrade. Dennis Garnick, upgrade. Von Miller, upgrade. Aziz, upgrade. Emmanuel Ogba, I think he just signed. Omenihu, upgrade. Off the field issues. Preston Smith, upgrade. Carl Lawson, upgrade. Judon, upgrade. Victor Dimekeji, upgrade. Shaquille Barrett, upgrade. Smoot, upgrade. Like, there are guys out there on the edge market that would be an upgrade, but are you going to get your owner to freaking show up? That dude, I appraised Jed York for like the past 5 years. And so I'm never going to be a bootlicker, and I'm never going to be all negative. That's not who I am. And if you guys, this is show 1,371. When people ask me when they're starting podcasts and stuff, and if you ever want to do that, whether it's Niners, reach out to me. I've made so many mistakes that I would love to share. I'm still making mistakes, obviously. But one of the things I learned a long time ago is I do this because I love this. We're going into year nine. This is my full-time job. And for the first 3 to 4 years, I was still coaching. I was still working. I was still bartending. This was just a passion project. And whenever I got to the point where it's like, holy cow, I'm losing money every time I'm taking extra shifts at the bar, or I'm losing money as a teacher, whenever I go in, and it's just like, man, this is kind of my passion. I kind of want to devote this, spend more time at home with the kids and the family and all that stuff. But whenever I switched, I got so focused on the money and having to pay bills, it was so stressful. My shows weren't as good for like a year and a half. And I know you guys are very kind and nobody said that to me. But what I've learned is, look, I don't want a boss telling me what I can and can't do because I don't operate well with authority. I have a problem with that. It's whatever personality trait that is. I just call myself, sorry, pardon my, I'm an asshole. But I like people. But if you tell me what I can and can't do, I don't do well. So I have to be authentic Because if I'm putting on a front for 1,371 episodes, that sucks. That sucks. That is just insane behavior. So whenever people ask me about starting a show, I tell them, let's act like your show's going to go well. And the reason why your show's going to do well is because of who you are. And so if you look at the 49ers shows that are out there, there's clickbait, there's negativity, there's name calling, there's, you know, spreadsheets, there's bootlickers, there's, and those aren't bad things. If you're that, be your authentic self. Me, I'm a football guy. And so whenever I put my football opinions out there, sometimes people get really, really upset because I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to. If this makes sense for 49ers football, I'm going to say it. And some people are not able to criticize. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be that guy. It doesn't mean I don't have compassion for you or whatever else. I'm sorry. And agents can email me. This happens all the time. Not all the time, but a few times. Hey, I need you to be nicer about my client, blah, blah. You're missing this point. Man, get the fuck out of my mentions. I ain't changing who I am to carry favor with a damn agent or a team or any of those things. And if I do that, I'm shutting this shit down. So, Jed York, you're being a bitch right now. I shouldn't say that, but let's be real. You are no longer helping the 49ers. You've gone through a freaking parabolic curve, right? Like, when you first started, you screwed the team over multiple times. You got out of the way. Things started going good. One down season, and now it's, we're looking like Jerry Jones out there. Looking like Jerry Jones. And you're pitching pitties, and you're making things that aren't best for the team. And so I'm hoping that Jed turns, and maybe this is just a reset, a one-year thing. Let's get costs under control. Let's get more sustainability. I'm cool with that, but free agency says that is not what is happening. That is not what is happening. So anyway, I don't know how we got there, James. I think whatever you said, like, you do you if I was the GM. That's kind of where I feel. I think that this is a very, very bad trade. I think your team got worse. The only positive is that the owner saved $5 million when he's a multi-billionaire. That's it. And no, I'm not throwing hay. Somebody said, I'm not throwing hay. I just showed you guys spreadsheets. I don't call people's names because we fill in the blanks. That's what we do. I consider Lombardi like a friend. I think that Lombardi's awesome. I listen to a lot of his stuff. Do I agree with him? No. And I think that he works super damn hard, and I respect the hell out of that. I like Lombardi. Do I agree with his takes? No. Do I agree with all of Wayne's takes? No. Wayne's like one of my besties, though. And so, like, that's why I don't want to call people out by name. The owner, I don't give a damn about. Like, let's be real. I will call the owner out. I will call the coach out. And people that are pro Shanahan get mad at me, and people that are pro Lynch get mad at me, and the pro Brock and the anti Brock. Like, if I could piss everybody off accordingly, I feel like I'm doing my job. Not what I'm trying to do. That's not what I'm trying to do. And I hope I'm backing up what I'm saying. And I'm telling you, this was a dumb trade. This is not a football trade. You did not improve yourself. And now somebody said, well, what if you hit on that pick? That's cool. That's cool. Awesome. Not a good football trade. It's not. This is not a good football trade. To trade Jordan Mason for a 6th to 5th round pick swap at a future 6th. Not a guy that was leading the rushing through 6 weeks in an all-historic rushing year in the NFL. But here we are, and we got to make it work now, and we got to make it work. So, James, one more time to answer your question. Yeah, I'm drafting at least 4 defensive linemen in the top 4 rounds preferred, top 5 rounds fine with. You need at least 2 at each position. And, man, you got to get those guys. Super chats are coming in. Let's see here. Thoughts on Donovan Edwards. Right here, shout out to, Rainier again. Appreciate you, man. And, again, if you guys are a Patreon or the 49ers Rush subscriber and you want film breakdown of a certain player, man, just email me or message me direct on the site, whatever, and we'll get that working because – I want you guys to be educated just about kind of who you are going to get. You know what I mean? And so is this player a fit? Is this player not a fit? Whatever else. Oh, my doc's freezing up. That's great. Yeah, Michigan guy Donovan Edwards. I actually like Khalil Mullins, who they switched over late to that spot, much more so. But I don't mind him. I just think there are a lot better fits. I think he's a good player. But yeah, sixth, seventh round, I think his teammate's better, a better fit. I'd prefer Khalil Mullins, who's like a cornerback convert. But that's just me. Jay Cash, appreciate the super chat. I think it's a mistake to keep CMC and Trent in the core. We will finish third or fourth the division, just in my opinion. Love the show. Man, thank you. For Jed York, that makes sense. You're not a better, and if you were going to trade CMC, you sure as hell should have kept Jordan Mason. And so there's no way out of that CMC contract now. I don't think you could trade either one of those. You paid aging vets to keep them. And part of that is the reason, okay, if we're going to look at this through Jed York's eyes, it's like, man, we're still paying Kittle, Trent, CMC, Warner, Bosa, Demo. Man, I ain't got to pay everybody, do I? Like, I get that. And there are several owners that would never, ever entertain that. So you have to give Jed York credit. He let it run free for a decade. I hope we get back to there. I really, really do. John, thanks for the super chat. Give me Joshua Farmer. Defensive line, Florida State, please. Man, I like Farmer. I don't think I like him as much as everybody else. I know Ant's a Florida State guy. My biggest problem with Farmer is, like, he struggles first to run, which at 6'3", 3'0", like, he's got a weird build. Length, strength, workout warrior. He looks the part. Florida State's going to always get the athletes. Tape is good. Ceiling's unreal. But I'm just like, man, gets destroyed by double teams. I don't like that. I love the arms. 35-inch. Dude should have played tackle. Like, I think Josh Farmer probably goes end of second, third round. I'll have a third to fourth round grade on him. I don't like him as much as other ones because it's like, dude, you should be so good versus the run with your build, but he is not. And so, like, that's a problem for me. You know, half the tackle for loss production over sacks, 61 grade versus the run. But, yeah, you're drafting somebody that's just like, whew. You look at him, and it's like, first-round pick. Like, that guy's first off the bus. Looks incredible. 35-inch arms. Why are you on the defensive side, man? Dude should have been a freaking offensive tackle. Anyway, that's just me. I do like Caldwell over Farmer as well, but awesome, 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 awesome. I'm loving the conversations right here. Trendy, man, Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason, Cam Akers, plus the new addition to the Vikings. Yeah, kind of dangerous. Some teams value depth. Some teams don't. And the 49ers do not. And that's the thing that I keep going back to. They don't value depth, and they don't value – Kyle Shanahan values creativity, but he's blinded by CMC, and he's going to kill CMC. This is a 49ers staple. They wear down their players, right? Look at Eric Armstead, right? Can't stay healthy, but he's averaging 50 snaps a game for us. We cut him. He goes, gets paid way more money. They cut his snaps down to 25 to 30 a game. He plays all 17. Look at Javon Kinlaw. Injury, man. That dude's injury prone, right? We cut him. He goes, plays 20, 25 snaps a game, plays all 17 games, gets a $15 million a year contract. We beat down players with insane snap counts, and it ruins their longevity. And it's all because of this hubris. You got to rotate, man. You got to rotate. And so then you finally get a depth play and you trade them. You trade them away or you don't use them. You trade them away or you don't use them. It's just all or nothing. It's so frustrating. And CMC's awesome. I'm not saying take him off the field. I'm saying, man, let's compliment him a little bit. Let's change it up a little bit. But no, that's not Kyle's way. And I love Kyle. Like I feel like this is coming off very negative, and I apologize for that. But you got worse. You got rid of a young, quality football player that was cost cap friendly. And you're not even close to the cap for a 6-round pick swap? Ugh. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Rainier, man, I really appreciate your generosity today, Rainier. Sorry I'm not getting through the chat as much as I can. I do appreciate everybody watching and listening. We've got a couple thousand people watching, which is an absolute honor. It's funny. I was like, man, it's Saturday night. I think it's Saturday night. I was like, nobody's going to be watching YouTube. Man, you guys, shout out to you guys. I really appreciate y'all. And hit subscribe if you haven't yet. We go live all the damn time. Probably too much. Rainier, thanks for the super chat again. Last year for this regime, if they bust in this draft is paramount. You do not have the roster or the luxury to, one, phase in the rookie class, two, miss on the rookie class. We're going to find out right off the bat. These guys have to play. If you're a defensive tackle, you have to play. If you're a defensive end, you have to play. Now, could you be fine without the linebackers? All right, cool. You're going to run with Fred Warner, D. Winters, Curtis Robinson. That's not a bad thing. But you ain't got nobody behind any of them. And if you really like, you know, the other rookie who can't play against the pass, he's not a rookie anymore, out of Florida State. Tatum Bethune, I like him against – he's great versus the run. But how do you not play against the pass in today's NFL? He has to grow there. Corner, whoever you draft at corner is going to play, period. You only have three. You only have three, and one of them missed 39 games in 4 years that you just signed. Tight end, going to play. Offensive lineman, you've got Trent's going to miss time. Who's coming in at tackle? Period. Who's going to play? CMC's not going to stay 17 games healthy. I hope that he does. That ain't going to happen. Wide receivers, ugh. You drafted, they going to play. You got to phase them in. You go 6-11. The one thing I would disagree with you, Rainier, is if another 6-11 season happens, I still don't think Kyle Shanahan's fired. Again, Brian Daboll and Joe Schoeder still in the NFL. I think that's where the hot seat starts. That's where the hot seat starts. It's not now. There's no hot seat now. But yeah, if this draft doesn't go well, hot seat starts, then maybe after that. Yes. Sean, appreciate you, man. John, I hate this result. I do too, Sean. The 49ers got worse today. Jed York saved money. So just salute Jed York and congratulations to him because he's the one who benefited this. The Vikings won the trade and Jed York saved money. That is how this boils down. John, appreciate you. Super chat. I heard you say sixth. I thought he had a second round tender. Sorry, I'm like, that was never so. Second round tender is if a team wants to sign him for that $5.3 million tender and the 49ers, then they would get that second round pick. That's not what happened. The 49ers allowed him to go out, find a trade, renegotiate a deal. So that's why the second round tender is not in effect. Because if the 49ers would have said, yep, and you know he would have signed that deal, no, we don't want him to negotiate with you, whatever else, the Niners control the rights. They said, no, renegotiate whatever. Y'all figure out something that works for you and the player. We'll take whatever we can get. What they got was a 6th to 5th round pick swap and a future 6th. That's why that happened, because they control the rights. So it's a new deal. So that second round tender is essentially torn up, which Jordan Mason never signed anyway. So that was never in effect. The 49ers could have been hardball and be like, nope, we're keeping them unless you give us a second rounder. But the 49ers wanted out. Jed York needs his money. That's why that is there. All right, Antonio, appreciate the generosity, my friend. He says, I like Arendo, but Mason was the best back we actually had on the team, including Christian McCaffrey, and they trade him for peanuts. I think I'm going to wait out this regime. It's frustrating, man. You come off of 6-11 year, it's going to be frustrating. The offseason started off, hope. Man, you fire the worst defensive coordinator of 49ers history in Nick Sorensen. You get rid of one of the worst special teams coordinators in the country, right? And Schneider. You replace him with not one, but two very well experienced, respected coaches, and Robert Saleh and Brent Boyer. That's awesome. You start moving off guys like Ronnie Bell, and, you know, it's just, man, you're trending the right direction. DFF's gone. It's just like, oh, yeah, this is great. And again, I know it sucks when people lose jobs, but all of these people are multimillionaires and it's part of the business. Part of the business. That's my job, is to talk about what's happening here with the team. And it seemed like things were going well. And then you got the Red Wedding Day of free agency where you lost so many. That's not my issue. Yeah, losing Dre Greenlaw hurt more than most, and I really wish you could have kept him. But, hey, the injuries, all right, cool, 3 years, $12 million a year. I get it. I get it. The issue, Antonio, was that you didn't replace anything. You didn't replace anything. You still have not signed one defensive lineman. In fact, you've cut two. That's the issue, is non-replacing. And to rebuild through the draft, cool. But we've redshirted our players. That's the philosophy. After a 6-11 year, I understand the frustration. I'm with you. I'm very frustrated. I think that's come across today. But, man, if you want to wait out this regime, it's going to be a while. And Jed York, he ain't changing. So there's good and bad Jed. Right now we're going through bad Jed. I hope it's just 1 year. That regime will never change, sadly, unless he invests in a casino down in Louisiana. Anyway, spilling some tea. All right, Phil, appreciate the super chat. My man, always good to see you in there, Phil. Talking about York's 49ers cost, what's his 49ers income, Jed York? I know he made, let me see here. What did Jed York make last year? This is going to make us all sick. $152 million Jed York made last year. His public valuation is $6 billion. And yeah, $152 million. That's just off of an AI overview on whatever. So take that for whatever you will. Yeah. It's a lot of money. But now he's going to get to save a lot more. And so, yay, billionaires get richer. That's what we're all for. And I know people are going to be really upset every single time I talk about it. Oh, he worked for that money. And those are the funniest emails. And I'm not like trying to argue or get into whatever. It's just, hey, I want a quality owner. You don't get to pick your owners, though. You get to pick your team. It's kind of where you are. And shoot, I'm representing 49ers stuff all the time, everywhere I go. I've considered, like, my money goes to this too. It's what it is. John, what are your thoughts on Yarns? I am a giant Marcus Yarns fan, and I think that he is an absolute perfect 49ers fit. They met with him at the Senior Bowl. 5'11", 193. He's small. Crazy short arms. 4.45 speed. Yeah, Delaware. You gotta do the whole Wayne's World thing, whatever. But man, he's a fun player. Good acceleration, slippery, makes guys miss with ease. Receiving options, awesome. Skinny, doesn't have power, but that's not really what the 49ers are going for. But even whenever I watched the Penn State game, you know, the 66-yard touchdown versus Penn State, they're like the athlete of the athletes in the Big Ten. That dude, like, he has it. So really, really big fan of his. Yards per carry, great. Elusive rating, great. Zone, great. Not a lot of experience, but where does he go? Do you get him in the sixth round? I like him. You get him in the fifth round? All right, I like him. You get him in the fourth round? I think you got too early. In the small school, it's an issue, but he's got the speed to translate to the NFL. So I like him. I don't love him, and I don't know where I'm going to slot it. I'm working my way down the running back ranks. Yeah, it's a great running back class. So leave it us, wrapping up. The 49ers, I think, got worse as a football team. Now, maybe jumping up 27 spots from the sixth to the fifth round, you land somebody perfect, and you have an extra sixth rounder next year. That's nice. You have to draft a running back now. And, man, a thin football team with very little depth gets even thinner and loses more depth. Probably the one position. You know, Ant and I rated this is – oh, man, we just did this show yesterday. Ant and I went through all 11 positions, offense and defense, and we rated 0 to 11, no need to most need. I ranked the running back position 1. Ant ranked it 0. It was the one position that we had filled. CMC, Jordan Mason, Garendo, and then you get, Israel and Patrick, like you had – You're five. You had it. Now, not anymore. So, like, you had one position where it was like, all right, we're good. Now it's not there. This 1,000%, Joe. Bobby Turner needs to stop with the favoritism also. Want that, dude, Kyle Shanahan, freaking Chris Kucerik, Forrester. Yeah, favoritism, man. One of my favorite things about the Niners was you were a meritocracy for so long. Not anymore, man. I hate that. Anyway, rough, but the draft's going to be fun. I hope you come party with us for days one and day two of the draft. But until next time, man, Jordan Mason, Minnesota Vikings, y'all treat him nice. We love that dude. He's so great. I have him in Dynasty, and I'm super excited about that now because he's going to be finally used. but anyway, I love y'all. And, you know, faithful then, faithful now. I do believe in that. And I love this team. It's hard. And we're taking our lumps, and we're taking our medicine. But we're going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.